Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Andrew, as we gather today in the presence of fellow believers from throughout Arkansas, whom God has called you to serve as a priest, we recall Jesus' Last Supper 2,000 years ago, the events of which constitute, in effect, his last will and testament. The treasure he bequeaths to us in his will is the Eucharist and the priesthood, both of which he institutes at the Last Supper. And the testament he left us that evening is found in his farewell discourse in the Gospel of John. These days, most people put together a will with the help of a lawyer, but very few people write a testament, despite our phrase, last will and testament. A testament is a document in which we articulate the wisdom and values we want to share with those we leave behind, the spiritual patrimony that we want our loved ones to inherit. A will, on the other hand, conveys the material patrimony we leave them. The gospel passage that you chose for your ordination is taken from the most important section of Jesus' farewell discourse. In these verses, he articulates the higher standard to which he holds us whom he feeds with his body and blood, and above all, those of us whom he calls to be priests, the standard of self-sacrificing love. Let me unpack this just a little bit. When I ask people, what is God's greatest commandment? Most people give me the wrong answer, adding, just to teach me something, that there are two greatest commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. Isn't that what Jesus said? What could possibly be greater than that? Especially since part of our spiritual patrimony is Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan, in which he teaches us that every single human being is our neighbor, even the most disgusting person imaginable. To love the man lying in the ditch as much as we love ourselves? But hopefully you learned in theology that these are not God's greatest commandments. Jesus says they are the greatest commandments in the law, meaning that they are merely the greatest commandments in the Old Testament, the greatest commandments in the law. The New Testament, which builds on the law and fulfills it, was not yet written. At the Last Supper, during his farewell discourse, Jesus gave us a new, far greater commandment, which supersedes those greatest commandments in the Old Testament, saying, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I love you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down his life for his friends." The greatest commandment is to love as Jesus loves. And how does he love us? To the death. To love others not merely as much as we love ourselves, but rather to love them more than we love ourselves. To love them as Jesus loves, completely, selflessly, to the death. And this applies even more to us who are conformed most intimately to Christ through ordination to the priesthood. Andrew, every priest is an alter Christus, another Christ. Offering the Eucharist is our greatest privilege, but there is also a sobering and also beautiful truth I need to point out. Jesus was simultaneously the priest and the sacrifice he offered as priest. And the same must be true for you. In every Mass, you celebrate in persona Christi, in the person of Christ. So you too must be simultaneously the priest and the sacrifice you offer in communion with the self-sacrificing of Jesus, whom you offer then sacramentally to the Father as an oblation, to use the not yet familiar language of the New Roman Missal, for our redemption and the expiation of our sins. This offering of yourself to the Father in union with Jesus obligates you to live out your gift of self in everything you do throughout the day. The phrase, once a priest, always a priest, means two things. It doesn't just mean that you'll be a priest for the rest of your life. Once a priest, always a priest, also means that you are a priest in other Christ all 24 hours of the day. You are to love everyone as Jesus loved you always, 24 hours a day, even when people call you at 3 in the morning. Indeed, especially when people call you at 3 in the morning. From this day forward, you are to lay down your life for others as Jesus did for you, 24 hours a day. Andrew, people think you chose to be a priest, which is not true. Jesus chose you to be a priest. That's why we call it a vocation, not a career. What you did was respond to his choosing. You responded to his call, for which I am very grateful. Even though I know from my own experience that even our ability to respond to his call is due ultimately to his grace. But you did respond to his call, which requires courage. And you did so with the same self-sacrificing generosity that must always mark your priestly ministry from this day forward. In today's gospel, Jesus says to you the same thing he said to those first apostles at the Last Supper, during which he instituted the sacraments of the Eucharist and the priesthood. You did not choose me. I chose you, and I appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whoever you ask the Father, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. God bless you, Andrew. And may God bless us abundantly through you for many years to come.